第一节我读给弟兄们听。
We start from verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到。
It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
我们有点简单的祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你是永远的爱来爱我们。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for your love is forever with us.
你的爱是爱到底的爱。
Your love is to love to the full extent.
我们不能不把感谢归给你。
We can only but give you our gratitude.
我们也不能不把全人献给你。
We can only but offer ourselves to you.
但愿今天晚上。
May tonight.
你借着这个聚会再次夺我们的心。
Lord, you use this meeting to gain our hearts.
我们愿意像玛利亚坐在你的脚前。
We want to be like Mary sitting in front of you.
我们求你在这个周末对你的儿女们说话。
And I pray, Lord, you will speak to your children in this weekend.
我们相信有些话你要对我们深处说。
We believe you want to speak to the bottom of our hearts.
我们真是在你面祷告。
Lord, we pray, we ask.
但愿那个永远不肯放我们的爱不放过我们。
May the love that will not let us go this time will not let us go.
但我们像几个博士一样，我们遇见你就不再从原路回去。
We will like the wise men that once we have met you, we will not return to our old way.
你能做这样荣耀的工作。
Lord, you can do this mighty, glorious work.
我们降服在你的灰尘。
We come before you in our dust.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这一次我们有机会能在一起，彼此有交通。
We thank the Lord for once again giving us opportunity to share together.
那据我所知道的，我们应该有四次这样的机会。
According to what I've been told, we will have four sections.
那么还有我们有多加一堂。
And there will be one additional meeting.
是因为去年我们在这特别和弟兄姊妹交通到满月变红像许。
Because last year I had this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters about the red moon.
一年又过去了
One year has passed.
那这一年有许多的事情要发生
Many things have happened for the past year.
本来我们对预言不明白的现在好像我们有一点感觉了
Things that we weren't sure before, now we are pretty sure.
所以一年以后我们再回过头来看到底满月变红像雪和圣经的预言有什么关系
So after one year, let's look back and see how the prophecies were fulfilled regarding the red moon.
所以我们总共有四次的机会，再加上最后一堂，就特别讲到满月变红。
So we will have four sections as well as one additional special section on the red moon.
那么这四次的机会在一起，我想我们一同来看一见看圣经一个很大的题目。
As we are together for four sections, I would like to share one very important topic in the Bible.
这个题目是比较广泛一点。
It is a very wide topic.
但在应用上是 多方面的
But in practice is, in many aspects applicable
所以我里面的负担就是内在生命成长的轨迹
So my burden is the inner way of Christian growth
那其实内在的生命就是属灵的生命
The inner way, the inner life refers to our spiritual life.
我们特别讲到属灵的生命，它一定有成长的轨迹的。
You know, we talk about growth of spiritual life. There must be a way.
所以我们讲到从伯大尼到伯大尼。
So the topic is from Bethany to Bethany.
做主的门徒是从伯大尼开始。
We start at Bethany to be God's disciple.
但是是约旦河外的伯大尼。
But it's the other side of River Jordan, that Bethany.
然后主和门徒们分手是在伯大尼。
But when Jesus departed with the disciples, he departed from Bethany.
是在橄榄山附近的伯大尼。
But it's another Bethany near the Mount Olive.
但是根据约翰福音告诉我。
But according to the book of John,
他们做门徒的起点是在伯大尼。
The beginning, the commencement of discipleship is in Bethany.
终点也是伯大尼。
But the end point also Bethany.
所以这里面一定有一些成长的轨迹。
So there must be a way of growth.
我们愿意从主的话里面一点一点来看它。
We would like to share and study from the word of God.
当然讲到成长，我们一定要讲到十字架。
Of course, when you talk about growth, we must talk about the cross.
讲到十字架，我们一定会讲到魂的得救。
And cross, we have to talk about the salvation of the soul.
特别圣经里面讲的灵魂的救恩。
The Bible told us about the salvation of the spirit and soul.
特别在彼得书信里面告诉我。
Especially in the epistles of Peter.
所以当然灵魂的救恩是非常重要的。
It's so important that we understand the salvation of the soul.
十字架的救赎不只带给我们起点。
The salvation of the cross didn't just leave us at the beginning.
十字架也把它也交通也十字架也把交通给我们。
The cross also gives us the fellowship.
所以我们读圣经的时候
，So as we study the Bible,
一面我们读到 the redemption of the cross, 讲的十字架的救赎。
On one hand, we study the redemption of the cross.
另一面 the fellowship of the cross.
And then the fellowship of the cross.
我们普通都注意到十字架的救赎。
Normally we pay emphasis on the redemptive part.
我们会注意我们从哪里入门的。
We very much concentrate on our beginning.
但是我们忘记是怎么成长的。
But then we forget about our growth.
所以不只有十字架的救赎。
So not only the redemptive part.
也有十字架的交通。
But the fellowship part as well.
那因着十字架的交通我们就长大了。
It is because of the fellowship of the cross we grow.
我们就变化了。
We transform.
我们就荣上加荣。
And then we have glory upon glory.
这就是圣经里面所说的灵魂的救恩。
This is the salvation of the spirit and soul.
所以整个成长的过程。
So the whole process of growth.
和灵魂的救恩发生极密切的关系。
Intimately related to the growth.
所以我们这一次愿意回到主的话。
So we would like to study the word of God here.
我们来看这个成长的轨迹是怎么一回事。
Let's study how the inner way of Christian growth should be.
那我相信在座很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉圣经。
I'm sure many of you are quite familiar with the Bible.
所以这一次呢，我们等于在一起有点的复习。
It's like a revision.
很多事情我们知道了。
Yes, we are aware of many things.
很多道我们也听过了。
We have had so many sermons.
但是最少我们这一次在一起要复习一下。
At least we should come and revise together.
因为有的时候我们听了又忘记了。
Often we hear and we forget.
所以圣灵常常叫我们想起主对我们已经说过的话。
Often the Holy Spirit will cause us to remember what the Lord has spoken already.
过去主说了很多的话我们都忘记。
The Lord has spoken so many words, but we easily forget.
但愿圣灵这一次再给我们一次温习。
But may the Holy Spirit give us another opportunity to revise.
但愿圣灵把已经说过的话对我们再说一遍。
The Holy Spirit will speak one more time what He has already spoken.
我们里面就活过来了
and we will live.
我们里面就点活了
and we will be enlightened.
本来是很客观的话就变成很主观的话
Objective words become our subjective.
有一些话怎么样都不放我们过去
and some words will never let us go.
所以这是我们这一次在主面前所盼望所祷告
This is our hope before the Lord at this time.
那刚才我们读的一节圣经
The passage we have just read.
就是约翰福音第十三章
John 13.
这里讲到约翰逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了
It was just before the Passover feast Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world
那有一句话
Now
他既爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底
Having loved his own who were in the world he now showed them the full extent of his love
这节圣经是在十三章开始的
This is the beginning of chapter 13
它是刚好接着前面十二章的
It was right after chapter 12.
如果我们读了前面十二章
If we study chapter 12,
我们就明白为什么主说这句话
Then we understand why the Lord would say this.
但是呢，我们先从这句话开始
But let's begin from verse 1.
主说他既爱世间属自己的人
It's because having loved his own who were in the world,
就爱他们到底
He now showed them the full extent of his love.
换一句话说
Indeed,
so love us to the very end. 是爱到底的爱
A love that His love to us is to the very end.
世界上有很多的爱没有爱到底
You know, there are so many loves in this world, but never to the end.
那个爱是纯洁的
But this love is pure.
那个爱是没有条件的
Unconditional.
但是很可惜，那个爱不是爱到底的爱
But the love in this world can be unconditional. But it's not to the
full. 举个简单的例子来说
Give you an example.
父母的爱是纯洁的爱
Parental love.Pure.
父母的爱常常是完全的爱
and often is perfect.
但是父母的爱不是到底的爱
But unfortunately, even parental love is not to the very end.
等到我们自己长大了
Until we grow.
我们想念父母的时候
And as we miss our parents.
可能父母已经离开我们
Maybe the parents already not anymore.
小的时候什么时候只要父母在我们只要爱就在
often when the parents exist are still alive, we know the parental love. But up to a certain point, they have to leave us.
所以那个爱不是爱到底的。
So that love is not till the end.
那么主的爱是不是像父母的爱呢?
But what about our Lord's love for us?
他比父母的爱更深呢?
His love is deeper than our parents.
他说我要永远的爱爱你。
The Lord said, I will love you with eternal love.
换一句话说,
In other words,
他爱我们是爱我们到底。
His love is to the very end.
他爱到一个地步, 永远不分开我们。
To an extent that he will never depart from us.
但是很明显的,
Very clear.
眼前我们看着主要钉十字架。
But we see the Lord is going to be crucified.
眼前我们看着主要升到天上去。
He's going to be ascended to the heaven.
没有多久, 他要离开他的门徒。
Not long, he will depart his disciples.
他仍旧爱他们。
He still loves them.
但是我们要问说, 那个爱是不是到底的爱?
Then the question is this love to the very end?
所以到底什么是到底的爱?
So what is love to the very end?
你要从下面主所说的话去明白它。
You have to understand from what he's going to say.
所以等一等你就知道说我们的主在父面前有一个祷告。
That's why not long you see the prayer of the Lord before the Father.
他向父来祈求。
He prayed unto the Father.
所以他里面有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
那就是约翰福音14章里面的祷告。
In John 14, a prayer.
那就是从14章16节那里开始一个很重要的祷告。
A prayer starting from verse 16 of chapter 14.
那个祷告就是根据那个爱到底的爱。
And this prayer is according to the love to the very end.
如果没有这个祷告,
Without this prayer,
我们就不懂得什么叫到底的爱。
We don't understand what is love to the end.
结果父就听这个祷告。
And the Father listened to this prayer.
然后事情就这样成就了。
And things happened.
然后果然我们看见我们的主的爱是到底的爱。
And then we realized, How when Jesus said, I will love you to the very end.
所以现在我们来看看约翰福音14章16节这里的话。
Let's turn to the John chapter 14 verse 16.
他说我要求父。
And I will ask the Father.
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
He will give you another counselor to be with you.
另外有一位保惠师。
Another counselor.
在那个另外保惠师没有来以前。
Indeed, before another counselor,
我就是那个保惠师。
He himself, I am the counselor.
保惠师是安慰的意思。
You know, counselor means to comfort.
也是替我们辩护的意思。
Also defend.
所以我们知道主当他和门徒在一起的时候,
advocating for us when Jesus was with them.
主已经是他们的保惠师。
He was already their counselor.
但是现在主要离开了。
But now the Lord is leaving.
主说他要差遣另外一位保惠师。
The Lord, I will send you another counselor.
那么我要问弟兄姊妹,
Let me ask you, brother.
这个爱是不是到底的爱呢?
Is this love to the very end?
明白吗?
You understand?
如果是另外一个保惠师,
If it is another counselor,
就算另外一个保惠师可以继续和我们同在,
That means this counselor will continue to be with us.
那么那个他是不是就是主呢?
Is he the same as the Lord?
主是不是就是他呢?
The Lord the same as Jesus.
所以我们要读下去。
So let's continue.
他为什么我要求父另外赐给你一位保惠师呢?
Why did Jesus say, I will ask the Father for another counselor?
叫他永远与你们同在。
To be with you forever.
明白吗?
You understand?
从第一章到第十二章,
From chapter 1 to 12,
给我们看见怎么做主的门徒。
We can see how to be God's Jesus disciple.
但你会发现一件事,
But one thing,
你要做主的门徒一定要生在第一世纪。
Well, in order to be the Lord's disciple, you must be born in the first century.
你不只要生在第一世纪,
Not only that.
你还要住在主耶稣住过的地方。
You must be living and dwelling in the place where the Lord lived.
有的时候在耶路撒冷,
Sometimes in Jerusalem.
有的时候在加利利,
Sometimes in Galilee.
但是很稀奇,
But amazing.
只要你和主在加利利,
If you are with the Lord in Galilee,
如果你在耶路撒冷, 你就享受不到他的同在。
But you are if in Jerusalem, then you cannot enjoy God's presence.
你看见我们主那时候的的确确是他们的主。
Yes, the Lord is their master.
尤其第一次你看见他遇见了五个门徒以后。
Especially when the first time he met the five disciples.
那第一年的时候,
The first year,
他们不是全天候的跟随的, 不是24小时跟随的,
They didn't follow the Lord 24 hours.
所以你看见是每一个人就回到每一个人职业上去。
So each disciple actually went back to their own profession.
等到有过年过节, 等到有重要节日的时候,
那 important festival came.
那么主耶稣要参加婚宴了。
Like Jesus attended the 那些门徒们又聚在一起。 And the disciples gathered again.
所以我想我们是很清楚的。
So very clear here.
他们是做主的门徒。
Yes, they were the Lord's disciples.
但是不是24小时做主的门徒。
But not 24 hours.
有的时候彼得还是回到职业上去。
Sometimes Peter would went back fishing.
所以过了第二年。
So second year.
主再在那个加利利海就遇见彼得。
The Lord met Peter again in the coast of Galilee.
这是不是第一次遇见。
So again, it's not the first time meeting.
第二次遇见彼得的时候,
the second time in the Lord
主说,
met
来跟从我吧,
Jesus said, come after me.
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样,
I will make you fishers of men.
当他在约翰福音第一章,
when Jesus first met Peter in John
主只对彼得说, 1,
the Lord said, you will be named Cephas.
你本来是西门巴约拿,
yes, you were Simon,
你不过是西门的儿子,
you're only the son of Jonah.
都像亚当的后代一样,
it's like the son and descendants of Adam.
都是从泥土里面出来的,
born from dust.
但是主只要遇见你,
but the Lord meets you,
你就不再是埋在加利利附近的一块泥土,
you are no longer a dust, a little soil in the land of Galilee.
如果是那块泥土的话,
if it is just remaining as soil,
也许彼得是很成功的渔夫,
well, maybe he will be a very successful fisherman.
他轰轰烈烈也许过了一生,
well, could be a magnificent life.
但是没有人知道有一个叫做彼得,
but no one would realize Peter.
就是因为在这么多的泥土里,
it's among all the soil.
我们的主拣选了彼得,
the Lord has chosen Peter.
然后主对他说,
and told him,
你是有明天的,
you have future.
今天你是泥土,
today you are just soil.
明天你就是基法,
tomorrow you will be seen.
你要成为一块活石,
you will be a living stone.
那不是活石,
not only living stone.
在新耶路撒冷里面, 乃是一块宝石,
in the new Jerusalem, we become a precious stone.
所以这是主第一次遇见彼得的时候, 主对彼得说的话,
that's the first time when the Lord met Peter, he told Peter.
大概一年以后,
about a year later,
他们在加利利海又相会了,
again they met in the land and the sea of Galilee.
就说来跟从我,
and the Lord told Peter, come up,
我要叫你做得人的鱼,
I will make you fishers of men.
你怎么做渔夫,
how you have been fishing,
现在我要叫你做人海的鱼,
I want you to be fishers of men.
所以这是一年以后的事,
one year after.
所以在这里我们记得一件事,
now let's remember one thing.
如果主在加利利,
if the Lord was in Galilee,
如果门徒们在耶路撒冷,
and the disciples were in Jerusalem,
他们是主的门徒,
yes, they were still the Lord's disciples.
但是不能够享受24小时主的同在,
but they couldn't enjoy 24 hours the Lord's presence.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们主造成肉身,
because he is the world becoming flesh.
神是超时间的,
but God is without limits.
是超空间的,
with over space.
但是为着爱我们的缘故,
because of his love for us,
他让他的儿子就锁定在一定的 时间一定的空间,
God has confined his own son into limited time and space.
因着爱他受了何等的限制,
because of his love he was so much constrained.
所以你看见有很多门徒就来到他面前,
so you can see many disciples would come before him,
呼召他们,
and the Lord called them,
他们也跟随主,
and they followed the Lord.
那现在我们要问,
let's ask one question,
他们的跟随是不是像人跟随孔子一样,
did they follow Jesus like people following Confucius?
是不是人跟随苏格拉底一样?
Or following Socrates?
柏拉图一样?
Or Plato?
或者亚里士多德一样?
Or Aristotle?
你知道说这三位哲学家, 他们有他们的子弟,
you know these three philosophers, they had their own desires.
有他们的门徒,
indeed many followers.
他们三个人加起来一共是130年的教导,
adding these three philosophers together, they've got 130 years of teaching.
但主耶稣只花3年半的时间,
but the Lord only spent 3.5 years.
除了犹大之外,
except for Judas,
个个都成为惊天动地的人物,
they all became exalting men of influence.
所以现在我们要问一个问题,
so let's ask this question,
难道我们的主叫我们做他的门徒,
when the Lord asked us to be his disciples,
就像人做苏格拉底门徒一样吗?
Does he just want us to be like disciples or followers of the philosophers?
如果那样的话,
if that's the case,
我们要说他爱我们,
yes, he loves us,
但那个爱不是道理的爱,
but that love is not the love to the very end.
如果是道理的爱,
but if it's love to the very end,
以前是门徒, 永远是门徒,
one day disciples, forever disciples.
但是世界上,
in the world,
你去读所有人类的历史,
when you study history,
所有师父的爱都不是道理的爱,
all love from the masters will not, is not to the end.
到一个时候，孔子要离开。
One day Confucius left.
到一个时候，孟子要离开。
Confucius left.
到一个时候，你看见苏格拉底要离开。
Socrates left.
但是如果主爱我们是到底的爱。
But if the Lord loves us to the very end.
所以他在主面有一个祷告。
That's why the Lord has a prayer before
the Father. 那个祷告就是神要另外赐给你们一位宝贵师。
He asked the Father to give them another counselor.
叫他永远与你同在。
So he will be with you forever.
这是永远的爱吗？
Everlasting love.
他永远与你同在。
He will be with you forever.
我对你们的爱到十字架就为止。
My love towards you ends at the cross.
所以如果那爱只到十字架为止，那个不叫的到底的。
If the love ends really at the cross, that is not love.
如果主真的听了主的祷告
，But if the Father listened to the Lord's prayer,
差遣另外一位宝贵师
，And he would send another counselor.
他永远在你们里面与你们同在。
And the counselor will be with you forever inside.
那是他，不是主。
Then he is, but not the Lord.
但是你读圣经要读下去。
But if you continue to read,
你不能读到这里就停住。
You can't stop it here.
所以下面说，就是真理的圣灵。
It is the spirit of the truth.
乃世人不能接受。
The world cannot receive.
因为不见他。
Because they couldn't see him.
也不认识他。
And they didn't know him.
你们却认识他。
But you know him.
我们没有看见圣灵。
We cannot see the Holy Spirit.
但是我们认识圣灵。
But we do know the Spirit.
这是有原因的。
Why?
如果你读前面十二章，你就懂得为什么主说这句话。
If you read chapter 12, then you realize why.
有没有一个人看不见一个东西，却认识一样东西呢？
Have you ever known something that you have never seen?
我是个读核子物理的人。
Brother Chen is atomic physics.
我从来 nuclear physics.
Nuclear physics.
我从来没有看见原子核里面的东西，没有看见过。
I've never seen atom and inside nuclear.
但是我认识。
But I know nuclear.
对于基督徒来讲
，as to Christ,
我们要记得，虽然我们没有看见圣灵
，we must remember, even though we cannot see the Holy Spirit,
我们认识圣灵。
But we know the Holy Spirit.
那为什么认识圣灵呢
？Why? How can we do that?
因为他常与你们同在。
Because he is will always be with you.
风是随着一吹的。
You know the wind blows according to
you. 你看不见风从哪里传到哪里。
You really cannot see why and how the wind comes and goes.
但你听见风的响声。
But you can hear the noise of the wind.
你听见风吹在树叶上那个微小的声音。
And even the small voice from the tree.
你知道风从这里去，从那里去。
Then you can realize the wind is blowing from here to there.
圣灵在我们里面这样。
And the Holy Spirit inside is the same.
风随着一直吹。
Yes, wind will blow according to his way.
我们不知道这条路是怎么走的。
We don't even understand his way.
我们感觉得到。
We can feel the way.
当风在那吹的时候。
And the wind is blowing.
我们的灵就好像树叶一样。
Our spirits are like leaves.
当我们树叶在那颤动的时候。
You know, when the leaves shiver.
我们说不上来。
We cannot describe.
我们认识他。
But we realize.
我们却没有看见他。
We can't see, but we know.
然后下面说，也要在你们里面。
And it says it will be inside you.
他就不一样了。
Then
我是在你们外面。
Jesus was with them outwardly.
主教导我们在外面。
When Jesus teaches outwardly.
所以约翰做门徒是在外面做门徒。
So they were disciples outside.
但有一天他就不一样了。当他写约翰福音的时候
，When John wrote the book,
他不是在外面做门徒了。
No longer, he was just a disciple from outside.
那是在地上的时候。
Yes, previously when the Lord was on earth.
现在我们主升天有好几十年了。
Now, few decades after the Lord ascended.
但是很稀奇的一件事。
Amazingly,
本来我们的主是在约翰的外面做门徒，
originally,
做主人。
Originally, the Lord was only John.Master outwardly.
约翰也在外面认识他的主。
And John only knew the Lord outwardly.
所以请记得。
So remember.
他的确为主做见证。
Yes, he was bearing the testimony.
我们亲眼看见过。
We have seen him.
我们也听见过。
We have heard him.
我们也摸过。
We have actually touched him.
而且约翰也曾经在主的怀里过。
Indeed, John was once in the bosom of Christ.
整本约翰福音只有两次提到怀。
You know.Throughout the whole book of John, only twice it was mentioned the blossom,
bosom,
bosom, bosom. Sorry, bosom.
一个是父在子的怀里。
One was the son in the bosom.
还有一次就是约翰在主的怀里。
Second time was John was in the bosom of Jesus.
子怎样住在父里面
？How the son was in the bosom of the Father.
约翰也怎样在主里面
？John was also inside.
我请问大家
，Let me ask you.
今天只有约翰能够知道那个爱是到底的爱。
Is it true that only John can understand the Lord's love?
好像彼得忘记。
What about Peter?
在马可福音里面，你没有提到到底的爱。
In Mark, he didn't mention about the love to the fullest.
好像马太也忘记了。
It seems Matthew had forgotten.
马太没有提到到底的爱。
Matthew didn't mention about the love to the very end.
但约翰他认识。
But John knew.
当初他怎么在外面做门徒？
In the past, he was discipled outwardly.
他亲眼看见。
He saw him with his own eyes.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
We have seen his glory.
这是神而独生儿子的荣光。
Indeed, the glory of the begotten Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，那是指着在变化山上的。
That was referring to the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他永远记得主在那个晚上对门徒们说了那些话。
He will forever remember the words of the Lord.所
以讲到这一段的故事
So talking about this passage
马太福音没有记载
Matthew didn't record
马可也没有记载
Not even Mark
路加好像也没有记载
Even Luke
有的地方稍微点一下就是
Maybe a little touch
但能讲得那么清楚
But so clearly
能讲得到底的爱
According to the love to the very end
这里告诉我们说我要求父
I would ask the Father
要赐给你另外一位保护师
To give you another counselor
他要常与你们同在
to be with you forever,
也要在你们里面
and he will be in you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在不再是外面
no longer outward,
现在是里面
but inward,
现在不是外面的宗教
no longer outside, outward religion,
现在是内在的生命
but it's inner life.
所有的故事是里面的故事
it's inner story.
所以保罗说受隔离不受隔离不重要不紧要
that's why Paul said it's unimportant.Circumcision, uncircumcision.
最要紧的要做新造的。
But important is to the new creation.
如果讲了旧的创造
，Yes, you mentioned about the old creation.
都是外面的。
All outward.
现在讲了新的创造
，But now talking about the new creation.
通通是里面的。
It's all inward.
只有约翰有资格告诉我们这个故事。
Only John could tell us this story.
他的的确确听见主的呼召。
Because he did hear the Lord's calling.
他的确跟随了羔羊。
He did follow the lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
Wherever the lamb would go, he would follow.
我们叫约翰是个典型的基督徒，
you know,
典型的门徒。
John is a typical disciple.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brother,
也是老约翰告诉我们。
There's also old apostle John.
他的爱是到底的。
His love towards us is the very.
这就解释为什么老约翰。
This explains why old John.
他和他弟兄完全不一样。
He would be different from other brothers.
他的弟兄雅各是第一个为主殉道。
You know his brother James was the first martyr.
想想看，弟兄姊妹，
Think about
哪一条路更容易呢？
Which way is easier?
有的人告诉我们说，
Someone would tell them.
如果为主殉道的话，
If I'm to die for the Lord,
只要20分钟圣灵的同在。
I only need the presence of the Holy Spirit for 20 minutes.
冲过去了
20 minutes, I will just go.
你就是得胜者了
Then you become an overcomer.
那个脸是天使的脸
And you have the angel's face.
但是心呢，却像狮子的心
But the heart is like a lion's heart.
所以为主寻道的时候
So when you die for the Lord,
如果主给恩典的话
If the Lord gives you grace,
像雅各一样
Like James,
你看见他就为主寻道了
He was killed.
那为什么我们的主一定在变化山上要向彼得显现向约翰显现向雅各显现
Why would the Lord on the Mount Transfiguration would appear to Peter, John and James?
好像我们的主是偏心对不对
It's like favoritism
他把九个门徒放在山下
He deserted nine disciples
他把三个带在身边
But only brought three disciples
我们以为带在身边一定都是刚强的
We thoughtThe three must be the strongest.
其实不要忘记
Indeed,
我有很深的印象
I have really deep impression.
我记得有一次三个月我到德国去的时候
I remember I was in Germany for 3 months.
我们三个孩子
I have 3 children.
结果怎么办呢
What should I do?
我们把最小的带走了
We brought with us the youngest.
把两个刚强的就留在家里
Indeed, left the 2 stronger ones.
所以不要忘记许多时候我们以为说我们的主好像有圈子外面还有内圈
So often we think the Lord has his inner circle and outer circle.
主所以带他们三个到变化山
The reason why the Lord would brought the three
就知道他们的软弱
Because he knew their infirmity.
主知道彼得要三次否认他
Jesus knew Peter would deny him for 3 times.
主也知道雅各是第一个为主殉道。
Jesus knew James would be the first to be martyred.
如果第一个为主殉道的话
，He's the first to be martyred.
他必须要看见山上的异象。
He must saw the vision on the mountain.
英国所看见的荣光是神独生子的荣光。
Because the glory is the glory of the begotten Son of God.
就在他为主寻道的那一刹那。
The moment when he was martyred,
他能亲眼看见那个山上的荣光。
He could see the beautiful glory.
那个荣耀能够托住他，能够走那段最艰难的道路。
The glory would sustain him to the very end of martyrdom.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
后来彼得到荣耀里面去。
You know, when Peter was taken into glory,
我们知道雅各也到荣耀里面去。
James also taken into glory.
是约翰孤孤单单的，是最后一个留在地上。
John was the last one lonely, for the Lord.
就这样孤孤单单，最少走了六十年的道路。
He was alone at least for 60 years on earth.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
老约翰回过头来看当初主怎么带领他们的时候。
When old John recalled and looked back how the Lord has led them.
他终于找到秘诀。
He found the secret.
他在外面跟随主是三年半。
Yes, outwardly following the Lord for 3.5 years.
但主升天以后。
But after the Lord's ascension.
主没有改变。
The Lord has never changed.
主仍旧是他的主人。
The Lord is still his master. He's still his disciple. The servants cannot be greater than the master.
学生主这个门徒不能学生不能高过先生，仆人不能大于主人。
And the servants cannot be bigger than the master.
所以你看见吗？因着主到底的爱。
Because of the Lord's love to the very end.
现在我们的主是在里面做我们的主人。
Now the Lord is inside us, be our Lord.
现在他学会了主怎么样住在我里面，我也怎样住在主里面。
Now he realized how the Lord lives in him, and he lives in the Lord.
所以慢慢他就看见了。
And then he realized.
本来我们的主道成肉身的时候
，when the Lord was word in the flesh,
他有时间跟空间的限制。
He was constrained by time and space.
如果他这样来教导我们的话
，If he continued to teach us in that way,
他的爱到十字架就为止。
Then his love would end on the cross.
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
他不止为我们钉死
，Not only he died for us,
为我们复活
，Raised for us,
也为我们升天
，Ascended for us.
然后宝惠师就来
，And then the Counselor came.
就住在我们里面。
Abide in us,
而且永远与我们同在。
Will be with us forever.
所有的故事都是古老的故事。
All the stories were old stories.
主当时怎么帮助约翰
？How the Lord have helped John?
所有的原则都是一样的。
Same principle applies.
不过自从主升天以后
，But ever since the Lord ascended,
所有外面的都转向里面。
All outward things has become inward.
明白吗？这是为什么主说时候将到，如今就是了。
That's why the Lord said.The time will come and the time has come.
那真正拜父的
Those who truly worship the Father.
不在这个山上也不在耶路撒冷
It's not in this mountain nor that mountain.
不是外面的宗教
No longer outward religion.
只要一旦做了主的门徒
The moment you become the Lord's disciple.
因着主到底的爱
Because of his love to the very end.
那个爱继续下去了
And the love continues.
那个同在继续下去了
The presence will continue.
做主门徒继续下去了
Your disciples continue.
弟兄姊妹这就是属灵生命怎么成长。
This is the inner way of spiritual growth.
但到现在我们还没有听懂。
But we still don't understand.
因为还是他。
It's still him.
他要在你里面。
He will be in you.
但是十八节你读下去。
Will you continue to read verse 18?
我不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
如果我撇下你们为孤儿。
If I leave you as orphans,
就好像母亲父亲离开你们一样。
So just like father and mother departing his children,
迟早一天我们都要变成孤儿。
One day we will become orphans.
因为这个世界的爱不是到底的爱。
Because the love of this world is not love.
有一个好消息，弟兄姊妹。
But good news here.
主怎么说呢
？How the Lord?
我不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
因为主的爱。
Why?
是永远的爱
，because his love is everlasting.
我到你们这里来
，I will come to you.
前面说他进到你里面
，previous it said the holy counselor will come to you.
马上主就说我必到你们这里来
，and then the Lord said I will not leave you.
你仔细读啊
，look carefully.
还有不多的时候
，not long.
世人不再看见我。
The world will not see me anymore.
你们却看见我。
But you will see me.
我们懂那个话的意思，对不对
？Do you understand?
Yeah. 因为我们看见圣灵，就看见他了。
Because when we see the Holy Spirit, we see the Lord.
原来我们主就是他。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord.
他就是主。
The Lord is the Spirit.
一面主说我与父原为一。
On one hand, the Lord says, I'm one with the Father.
一面他大发圣灵进到我们里面。
On the other hand, he sent the Counselor inside us.
但是主说我不撇下你们为孤儿。
And the Lord says, I will not leave you as often.
世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。
The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me.
因为我活着。
Because I live.
因为我们主从死里复活了嘛。
He was raised from the dead.
你们也要活着。
You also will live.
这是为什么保罗说。
That's why Paul said.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
No longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹。
So do you understand, brothers and sisters?
活的是我们的主。
It is the law resurrected.
所以我们活着，乃是因为基督在我们里面活着。
And now we live because Christ lives in me, in us.
到那日。
On that day,
等到圣灵降下来的日子
when the day the counselor comes,
等到保惠师来的日子
when the Holy Spirit comes,
你们就知道我在父里面
you will realize that I am in my Father,
你们在我们里面
you are in me,
在这以前呢这是很大的难题
it's a big issue here.
12个门徒里有一个门徒叫腓力
you know, among the 12 disciples, one was named Philip.
那么那个时候腓力说求主将父赐给我们看我们就知足了
And Philip asked May you ask the Lord to reveal the Father to them
我们主就叹一口气
And the Lord sighed
就对腓力说
And told
我与你们同在这么长久你还不认识我
I have been with you for so long You still don't understand
我在父里面
I am in the Father
父在我里面
Who in me
你不信吗
Do you believe that?
我在父里面
I am inside the Father
这是他在父亲里面得出个地位
So it's a position in the Father
父在我里面
The Father also in me
他的生命和父的生命是一个的
So his life is the same life as the Father
但这句话很难懂的
It's very hard to understand
这句话对腓力来讲几乎是很难领会的
It's just very hard to understand for Philip
所以很多人我们读到约翰福音的时候
So often when we read John
我们就搞不清楚了
We're confused
不是你们我们他们就是阿们
You, I, us, amen.
还有就是你在我里面，我在里面，到底谁在谁里面呢
？I mean you, you, I mean who is in who?
我再说弟兄姊妹，你如果有全世界第一流的头脑，你也不会明白它。
Indeed, even if the best brain of the world, you won't understand.
但是很稀奇
，But amazingly,
有一个经历
，one experience.
到了那一天
，and that day comes.
当圣灵进到我们里
，when the Holy Spirit come to us,
你们就知道
，then you will know.
有一个知道是实验里面的知道
You know, that knowing is by experience
那读科学的
If you study science
我是个读理论科学的
Brother Chen study theoretical physics
但是理论科学是离不开实验科学的
But theoretical physics cannot depart from experimental physics
很多的知识你是经过实验你才明白的
A lot of the knowledge must be experienced
不是你爱高兴怎么说怎么说
You can't just say whatever you like
不是我喜欢牛顿我就相信光就像子弹一样
It's not because I like Newton I believe light is like a bullet
但有一天在实验室里面
Has to be experimented
你看见光就像把一块石头丢在水里面有像波动一样
You can see light is like a pebble on the water
我就是不喜欢我还得要顺服
Even if I don't like itIt's a fact.
所以有一件事我们知道
The one thing we must understand
有到了那一天
on, And that day comes
我们就知道了
Then we realize
我在父里面
I am in the Father
你们在我里面
You are in me
意思说我们就在主里面就得住地位
That means likewise We have position inside our Lord
但前面说
But before that
圣灵在你们里面
The Holy Spirit in you
这个主怎么说呢
How did the Lord say?
我也在你们里面
And I am in you
他在里面就是我在里面
And the Holy Spirit is in you It's I in you
所以弟兄姊妹现在你就知道说原来我们的主是在圣灵里面又回来
Now you realize our Lord returns to us in the Spirit
圣灵住在我们的灵里面
As the Holy Spirit lives in us
所有过去外面的故事都继续下去
All the external stories in the past continue
他们倒比保罗这个约翰怎么当时做主的门徒
How John previously was the Lord's disciple
在马太五六七有许多的教训
There are so many teachings in Matthew 5, 6, 7
这些都继续下去
That will continue.
这就不可能留在外面。
It's no longer just staying outside.
这个终要变成里面的。
They will all become inner.
所以这个知识就变成里面的知识。
The knowledge becomes inner knowledge.
经历就变成里面的经历。
Experience will be inward.
生活就变成里面的生活。
Will be our inner life from that time.
明白吗？
Understand?
这就是我们的主在这所说的一番话。
This is the meaning of the Lord's words here.
所以很清楚的。
Very clear here.
他住在我们里面。
He lives in us.
就是主住在我们里面。
The counselor lives in us is the Lord lives in us.
他永远与我们同在。
When he will be with us forever.
所以我们的主也在，所以我们的主也住在我们与我们永远同在。
That means the Lord will be with us forever.
那因为父在子里面。
Because the Father is in the Son.
所以当主在我们里面的时候。
So when the Son is in us.
父就借他儿子也在我们里面。
The Father will be with us through his Son.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
你读到腓立比书里面有一句话。
You read the book of Philippians.
我们行事立志行事。
It is up to us to will and to desire.
是神在我们里面运行。
It is indeed the work of the Holy Spirit working
in us. 神不是在天上吗？神怎么在我们里面运行？
God is in heaven. How can he work in us?
因为父在子里面。
The Father is in the Son.
子在圣灵里面。
And the Son is in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面。
And the Spirit is inside us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
这是内在的生命。
This is our inner life.
这是内在的生活。
Inner living.
这也是内在的经历。
It's also inner experience.
用我们懂的话来说。
Use simple words.
这是属灵的生命。
This is our spiritual life.
这是属灵的经历。
Our spiritual experience.
这也是属灵的生活。
And also our spiritual living.
明白吗？
You understand?
当我们的主在地上，道成肉，的确是外面的。
Truly, when the Lord was our word becoming flesh, it was all external.
所以约翰如果要做门徒的话，
If John wants to be his disciple,
他要看。
He must see.
他要听。
He must listen.
他要摸。
He must touch.
他要躺在主的怀里。
He must lie in the bosom of the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
等到圣灵住在我们里。
When the Holy Spirit lives in us.
我们里面那个灵就好像人外面的身体一样。
Our Holy Spirit is like our external body.
你知道我们外面这个身体有一个人格住在我们里。
You know, our body, we have our personality.
就是思想、情感和意志。
Our thinking, our emotion, our will.
这就是圣经所说的外面的人。
This is what our Bible says, our outer man.
但是保罗也讲里面的人。
But Paul refers inner man.
什么叫里面的人呢？
What is he referring to?
保罗说圣灵和我们的灵同证我们是神的儿子。
The Bible, the Paul says, the Holy Spirit together with our spirit testified.
那我们的灵就好像我们的身体一样。
Our spirits are like our body.
是一个器官。
It's an organ.
就好像我们身体是感觉的物质世界的器官。
But our body are the organ in contact with the external world.
就能感觉到属灵世界的这个器官。
But our spirit is the organ that can be in contact with the spiritual world. 但是因为
圣灵住在我们里面。
But because Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵有思想。
The Holy Spirit has a thinking.
圣灵有情感。
Emotion.
圣灵有意志。
And will.
这就是里面的人。
This is the inner man.
一个是外面的人，一个是里面的人。
One is outer man, one is inner man.
所以约翰当他在地上的时候，主耶稣升天以前。
So when John was on earth before the Lord ascended,
他是外面的人，在主坐在主的脚前。
He was like an outer man, sitting before the Lord.
他是亲眼看见。
He saw Jesus.
他也亲眼听见。
He heard him.
他讲到起初的道，他说是亲手摸过的。
Indeed, when he referred to the word in the beginning, he said he touched him.
他也是亲眼亲自躺在主的怀里。
He was the one actually lying in the bosom.
所以我们知道说，
so we can see
这是他怎么做主的门徒。
Because how he used to be the Lord's disciple.
但是今天，他自从主升天以后，
ever since the Lord ascended to heaven,
他不能再凭外面的身体来感觉外面的世界。
He could no longer use his external body to feel.
因为主今天住在我们里面。
Because the Lord lives inside him.
他就是我们的主人。
He still continues to be our Lord.
我们仍旧是跟随他的门徒。
We are continuing to be his disciples.
羔羊往哪里去，我们仍旧跟随。
Wherever lamb goes, we will follow.
你看见吗？保罗对约翰来讲从来没有改变过。
Never changed the same.
因为那个爱没有改变过。
Because the love never changed.
那个爱是到底的爱。
That love is to the very end.
那个大爱是永远的爱。
That love is forever.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
虽然也许老约翰快一百岁了。
John could be even turning 100 years old.
可能他都忘记了,
he might have forgotten many details.
他永远不会忘记,
but he will never forget.
他永远不会忘记, 这60年来,
for the past 6 decades,
他仍旧做这个门徒,
he continued to be the Lord's disciple.
大概写约翰启示录的时候,
when he wrote the book of Revelation and John,
羔羊往哪里去,
wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
你还记不记他第一次跟随羔羊是下午黄昏四点钟的时候?
Do you remember the first time he followed the lamb? It was a dusk.
而那个地方是约旦河外的伯大尼.
It was in Bethany, the other side of Jordan.
他永远记得.
He will forever remember.
没有人更懂得 做门徒的起点像约翰一样.
No one would remember how disciples begin like John.
也没有人像约翰一样能够明白做门徒的终点.
And no one would be like John understand the end point of discipleship.
约翰亲眼看见我们的主被云彩接走.
He saw with his very eyes how the Lord was taken into the cloud.
所以60年之间,
60 years.
每次想念主的时候,
every time as he longed for the Lord,
他就仰望天边.
He looked at the sky.
他知道说是一朵云彩把我们接走，把主接走，有一天云彩要把他带回来.
He knew that it was a cloud taking the Lord up. One day, the cloud would bring him back.
所以当他写启示录的时候,
so when he wrote the book of Revelation,
云就变成很重要一个词.
You know the word cloud is so important.
看啊，他驾云而降临.
Look, he would descend in a cloud.
终于回来.
He will return.
约翰说等候那个时候终于回来.
The moment has been longing finally comes.
然后特别约翰也给我们看见我们的主怎样在云中.
And John also depicts how the Lord was in the cloud.
为什么云是那么重要?
Why is the cloud so important?
因为做门徒从伯大尼到伯大尼.
Because disciples begin from Bethany and end in Bethany.
所以没有人比约翰更了解什么叫终点.
So no one would like John understand the end point.
但是感谢主,
but thanks to the Lord,
60年来, 约翰可以做一个见证,
for 60 years, John could testify.
神爱他的爱是永远的爱.
The love of God towards him is love to the very end.
当时他怎么坐在主的脚前?
How he was once seated before the Lord.
怎么从伯大尼到伯大尼?
How he started it from Bethany and ended at Bethany.
他在圣灵里面跟随主的时候,
in the Holy Spirit, when he followed the Lord,
羔羊无论往哪里去,
wherever the lamb goes,
他都跟随.
He would follow.
我再说第二次,
let me repeat.
没有一个人像约翰更有资格给我们看那条路是怎么走的.
No one is more qualified like John to see the way of the road.
保罗得救是后来的故事.
You know, Paul's salvation was afterwards.
他没有见过我们的时候,
he had never seen
him.
He met Jesus in his spirit.
一点都不错的,
yes, true.
那个故事真的故事,
a true story.
所以你看见保罗说基督在我里面，我在基督里面。
So Paul said, Christ in him and he in Christ.
等到他遇见难处的时候,
when difficulty comes,
他说我祷告神,
he prayed to the Lord,
但愿这个刺能够离开我,
asked the Lord to remove the thorn.
他祷告三次,
he prayed to the Lord three times.
他说主对我说,
and then he said, the Lord told me,
我的恩典是够你用,
my grace is sufficient for you.
他怎么会听见主对他说,
how could he hear the Lord speaking to him?
还有他有一句话,
in other words,
他说你们在寻找基督在我里面说话的凭据,
you are seeking the proof of Christ speaking in me.
没有一个人像保罗也讲真理的,
no one would be like Paul able to speak truth.
讲神学没有一个人比保罗讲得更好的,
no one can speak better theology like Paul.
但是也没有一个人像我们主一样那样认识我们的主,
but no one is like Paul able to understand the Lord so deep.
主对基督在我里面说话是有凭据的,
there's proof of Christ speaking in me.
所以他能够说,
that's why he could speak,
现在活着不再是我,
no longer I live,
乃是基督在我里面,
but Christ lives in me.
有的人想把保罗的对基督的认识，对神学的认识做个大的整体总经理整理.
Someone would like to summarize the whole theology of Paul.
有的人说保罗特点没有问题，因信称义.
Of course, justification by faith.
那如果因信称义的话,
if it is that,
这个神学就是改革中的神学了.
You know, this theology is the Reformation theology.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is,
很明显的保罗不是给我们看因信称义,
not only Paul told us about justification,
也给我们看因信称圣,
but also sanctification by faith.
这就是威斯里约翰给我们的,
this is Charles Wesley.
那我们再等一等，你看因信得的荣耀,
and then glorification by faith.
但是最后，最后，一直到最近,
at the very end, even now,
许多人想把保罗一生所经历所认识的基督把它总合在一起。
People want to summarize the whole theology of Paul.
那保罗对于基督的对的启示是什么启示呢？
What revelation Paul has Paul received?
乃是与基督联合。
It's union with Christ.
所以保罗就有两个句话。
So two words from Paul.
一个在基督里。
One is in Christ.
一个基督在我里面。
And Christ in me.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
那么读这个圣经学者告诉我们说。
The Bible scholars told us.
你看见说，如果你认识这一点的话。
If you do understand this.
自然就包括了因信称义。
Of course, includes justification by faith.
我们怎么称义的呢？
How are we justified?
我们在基督里被称义的。
In Christ, we are justified.
因为神悦纳基督。
God accepted Christ.
所以好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
It's not like we have never sinned.
所以总的来说
So in some of them,
很清楚的一件事，保罗对于神的认识，对于基督
的认识 Very clearly, Paul's knowledge of God,
简单的来说
In simple words,
就是与基督里
Is union with Christ.
在基督里
In Christ.
或者基督在我里面
Or Christ in me.
那我们要问
Now,
难道保罗所看见的和我们主所看见的不一样吗？
Would it be different what Paul has seen and what Christ has told us?
讲的与基督联合呢？
Why would Paul say in union with Christ?
因为主说我是真葡萄树。
Because the Lord said, I'm the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
住在我里面。
Dwell in me.
我也住在他里面。
I will abide in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，学生不能高过先生。
You know, servant cannot be higher than the master.
不能大过主人。
And the servant cannot be higher than the master.
很清楚弟兄姊妹。
Very clear.
就在这里给我们看见那个路
This is the way the Lord has shown
乃是里面的道路
It's the inner way
外面做以色列人的不算
You know, it's not enough to be outward
Israelite 我们里面受隔离才真是有真的以色列人
We are truly circumcised inward Then we are the true Israelite
很清楚的
Very clear here
这里给我们看见
Here we can see
今天基督徒的经历
Christian's experience today
或者属灵生命是有一个成长轨迹的
All our spiritual growth there is a path
但有一件事要记得
One thing we must remember
就因着这个缘故
Because of this
我们的主一定要升到天上
Our Lord must be ascended to heaven
只有他去然后宝惠师才来
Only after his ascension then the Holy Spirit will come
然后圣灵就来了
And the Holy Spirit comes
圣灵来的时候基督就在圣灵里面就住在我们里面
And Christ would abide in us through the Holy Spirit
因为父在子里面
Because the Father is in the Son.
所以你看见我们的父神在基督里也住在我们里面。
And we can see the Father through His Son also live in us.
所以我们立志行事都是神在我们里面运行。
That's why when we will to do the word of God, it is the Holy Spirit willing indeed.
许多时候啊，我们觉得神是三位的神是非常抽象。
Often we think Trinity is so abstract.
因为实在说来是个奥秘
It is a mystery
你没有办法用我们有限的头脑来明白它
We can never use our very limited brain to understand
所以我们姑且借一个比方
Let's just try an analogy
给大家稍微有一点点的概念如此而已
To give you some understanding
我们都知道说水一共有三个不同的态不同的不同的形态
You know water has three dimensions
当温度很高很高的时候
When the temperature is high,
那我们知道说那是完全的气体
This is vapor.
那完全的气体你是一点都看不见
You cannot see a vapor.
你普通看得见是水珠，那已经不是气体，已经变成水
When you see droplets, it's no longer vapor.
但是我们知道说
But we can
这个气体的水是水
Vapor is water.
这个水过液，液体的水也是水
And when vapor becomes a droplet, it's also water.
也是水
Ice is also water.
如果根据化学的话，都是两分子氢一分子氧。
According to chemical formula, it's still H2O.
明白吗？但它在三种不同的状态。
But it can appear in different forms.
当到你要喝水的时候
，When you want to drink water,
你就看见没有一个人喝气体。
You will never drink vapor.
因为根本你感觉不到的。
You can't feel the vapor.
什么时候气体变成液体了
？When vapor becomes liquid，
那这个时候你就可以喝它了。
Then you can drink the liquid。
你干渴了就可以得着，干渴了就可以得着解决了。
So、your thirst will be quenched。
但是虽然如此
，Even so，
没有一个人把水抓在手里的。
No one would grab water。
水实在已经现在比气体要明显的很多了。
Yes, liquid is more obvious。
但什么时候变成冰的？什么时候变成冰的时候
？But when it becomes ice.
你可以把它拿在手里。
Then you can hold ice in your hand.
吸气的时候。
When it's made,
你不能把它定位。
You cannot know the
localize.
Localize.
但是现在你讲到冰的时候。
But when it becomes ice.
我说这里是 H2O。
I can say this is
H2O. 这里也是 H2O.
There's another ice H2O.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这三个不同的状态都是一个东西。
The three forms are the same identity.
所以当我们的父隐藏起来的时候。
So when a father hides himself.
他住在人所靠不近的光中。
He lives in light that man can never reach.
那就是父神。
Is the Godfather.
2000年前造成肉人来到地上。
But 2000 years ago, when God became flesh on earth,
在他钉十字架以前
before his crucifixion,
先做我们的朋友。
He became our friend.
所以他做了税吏的朋友。
So he became the friend of the tax
collector. 他做了罪人的朋友。
Even the friends of
sinners. 你看见现在是水从气体就变成液体。
You can see like vapor becoming liquid.
现在人能够靠近他。
Now man can come through a crossroad.
但是好像还是不够具体。
But it's still not very solid.
一直等到一定的温度的时候。
Until certain temperature.
好像你可以把它拿起来了。
You like, it feels like you can grasp it.
所以等到圣灵住在我们里面的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他引导我们进入一切的真理。
He will bring us and lead us into all truth.
真理是客观的。
Yes, truth are objective.
是什么把客观变成主观的呢？
How can we have objective truth becoming inside?
那就是圣灵所做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以不错，一面我们需要有真理的认识。
Yes, of course, we need to understand the truth objectively.
但你很可以是神学的教授。
You can be the professor of theology.
但是问题在这里。
The problem is,
是只有圣灵能够引导我们进入一切的真理。
Only the Holy Spirit can lead us into the truth.
当你看见真理，好像看见电视一样。
You know, when we see the truth, it's like a television.
你看见好像有人在那踢足球。
You can see people playing soccer.
他踢错了，你想帮他，把他踢一脚。
If he kick it wrong, you want to help him.
你不能这样，你只能看。
You can't. You can only see.
但除非有一天你真的进到电视里面去。
Only when one day you can enter into the TV.
那就是三度空间。
There will be the third dimension.
所以主怎么说呢？
That's why the Lord said,
人若不重生，
you must be born again.
就不能见神的国。
If you want to enter the kingdom of God.
No.你如果不重生，就不能见神的国。
You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again.
起头的人是看见的。
To start with, you can only see the kingdom.
但是慢慢的，这个世界越有经历，你发现它不是两二度的，是三度的。
But the more experience you have, it's no longer two dimensions, but three dimensions.
所以慢慢小孩子长，刚刚开始只看见妈妈的脸。
When the baby was born, the baby would see the mom's face.
他只看见玩具。
It's just like toys.
慢慢在长大的时候
，and as the baby grows,
他就伸手要去拿那个玩具。
He will extend the hands to grab the toy.
所以他的世界不再是两度，是三度。
It's no longer two dimensional; it becomes three.
神的国也这样。
The kingdom of God is
不光见神的国
，not only we see God.
这是真理，没有错。
This is true. Of course,
但只有圣灵要引导我们进入这些真理。
But only the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth.
所以因着那个激励的缘故。
And because of this experience,
你就对于所有属灵的事都变得非常实在。
All spiritual matters become so real.
今天为什么我们觉得这个世界这么实在呢？
How can we see the world become so real to us?
弟兄姊妹，这是经历来的。
Of course, it is like that.
如果我的眼睛看不见的话，
If my eyes cannot see,
这个世界只剩下20%。
Only 20% remains in us.
因为所有世界里面的东西是借着眼睛给我的。
Because the world all come to me through my eyes.
所以我认识这个世界80%是靠着我的眼睛。
80% of the world understanding into me.
我如果没有眼睛的话
，If I don't have eyes，
我还是认识这个世界，不只剩下20%了。
Well, I can only have 20% of my knowledge of the world.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？今天是借着我们的身体能够明白这个世界。
You know, brothers and sisters, it is through our body that we understand this world.
而且借着这个身体，我们进入这个世界。
It is through this body we enter into this world.
所以现在我们要知道说，是圣灵引导我们进入一切的真理。
It is the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth.
所以因为这个缘故
，because of this，
如果大家真的读一点的物理的话
，if you really study physics，
那物理学家会告诉你说
，physics will tell us
有一个状态
，there is one form。
是一体固体，一体固体气体同时存在的。
There's one form that the vapor, the liquid, and the solid would exist at the same time.
太初有道，道与神同在。
It is in the beginning was the word was with God.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
道成了肉身。
And the word became flesh.
我们至大帐幕在人中间。
And it tabernacled in us.
我们见过他的荣光。
We have seen the light, the glory.
神独生子的荣光。
It's the glory of God's only begotten Son.So、brother,
如果你光从神学的角度
if you only study from point of theology,
要来明白三而一神的奥秘的话
and you want to understand Trinity's mystery,
我们就会迷路了
we will be confused.
但如果你看见神的爱是永远的爱
but if you see the Lord's love is at the very end,
结果你看见说借助三而一神的奥秘
it is through the mystery of the Trinity,
证明说神乐意和我们来往
it can prove that God is willing to be with us.
圣经说神是自隐的神
You know, the Bible said God hides himself.
他把自己藏得很好。
He hides himself so well.
藏到一个地步，有人说宇宙中没有神。
To an extent that someone would say there's no God in the universe.
不是没有神。
Indeed, not no God.
是把神把他自己躲得太好太好。
But God has hidden himself that no one can understand.
我举个简单的例子。
I'll give you an example.
有的时候妈妈和小孩子啊在那玩捉迷藏。
You know, often we play hide and seek with our children.
妈妈当然希望小孩子能够高兴的。
Of course, mom would want to entertain the children.
妈妈还小孩子最兴奋什么呢
？You know what's the most exciting moment?
妈妈不见了
，Mom's gone.
哎，居然给他找到了
！Wow, they is found.
他觉得我的眼睛很厉害。
He thought the children would.
我终于找到我妈妈了。
My eyes are so good, I can find my mom.
但是有一件事要记得。
For one thing, you must remember.
如果他妈妈把自己躲得很好的话
，If mom really wants to hide herself,
他孩子怎么都找不到他。
There's no way a child can find the mom.
但你看见吗？做母亲
，but as mom,
她为着叫她孩子开心
，in order to excite the child,
她故意有的时候把裙角露出一点点
，often it will load, it will reveal something.
哦，她还终于找到妈妈，高兴的不得了，觉得她厉害不伟大的不得了，不起的
，wonderful job I've done. You see, I can find my mom.
我再告诉弟兄姊妹
，another.
今天我们觉得科学很进步，对不对
？You think science has advanced so much.
如果神在这里和外太空中间不留下窗子的话
，You know if God hasn't left a space between the outer space and outer space，
你如果不是借着望远镜或者雷达来认识这个宇宙的话，你不可能认识这个宇宙。
If you don't use radar or telescopes to understand the universe, you have no way to understand。
因为神乐意把他自己向我们启
示。Because God is willing to reveal himself。
如果神不乐意的话
，If God is not willing，
我们根本就是这个宇宙根本就是一团的秘密。
There's no way we can understand the universe。
所以我们感谢主。
But we thank God.
2000年前
2000 years ago,
他道成肉身
He became flesh.
为我们钉在十字架上
Crucified on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他是神
He's God.
不是另外一位神
He's not another God.
不是一加一加一就等于三了，不是三位神
It's not one plus one equals three.
还是一位神
Third God. But only one God.
你看那气体是水一体是水，固体还是水
？Vapor, liquid, solid, all.
你看是一个的，但是它从三个不同的形态来表示。
But it exists in different forms, in three forms.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
今天呢，他是住在我们的里面。
Today he lives in us.
那就是圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
那么也许大家说这些基督徒啊，头脑不大清楚的。
So you may say this is not so clear here.
因为一加一加一明明等于三嘛，怎么会变成一呢？
So one plus one, and then it comes three. How can it becomes one again?
但有一件事你要知道。
For one thing, you must know.
今天的算术跟你的运算有关系的。
Even our arithmetic is dependent on how you calculate.
这里三个苹果。
Three apples.
这里四个苹果。
Four apples.
加起来几个苹果
？How many altogether?
当然七个苹果。
Of course, seven apples.
但是这里有三条路。
Three ways here.
三条路后面有四条路。
And it becomes four ways.
我要请问大家
，Let me ask you.
总共有几条路呢
？How many ways are here?
你不能把三跟四加在一起变成七条就错了。
You cannot add three plus four is equal seven.
这个三跟四中间是联合的关系。
But the three and the four they are united.
因为主说我与父原为一。
Because the Lord I'm one with the Father.
他来了就是主来了。
When the Lord comes, it's the Father comes.
所以他们的关系是连接的关系。
So they are united.
所以那个运算不是加法的运算，是乘法的运算。
So that is not addition, but multiplication.
所以一乘一乘一当然就是一嘛。
One times one, of course equals.
所以问题就是我们太渺小。
We are so small.
我们不认识我们。
We don't understand our Lord.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们的主老早知道我们的困难。
you know, already knows our Lord's problem.
他从约旦河外的伯大尼开始。
So he started from the other side of Jordan.
他从外面开始。
He started from outward.
先让约翰看，先让约翰听，先让约翰摸。
Allowing John to see, to listen, to touch.
慢慢主升天以后。
And then when he ascended,
就从外面就转向里面。
From outward into inward.
他的身体怎么有知觉？
How the body can feel?
他的灵现在同样的有知觉。
Now the spirit can also feel.
是借着看，借着他，借着闻，借着各种叫我能够认识外面的世界。
Used to be through seeing, listening, and touching in the world.
现在也是就是灵里面的感觉。
Now it's through the spiritual feeling.
然后你能够认识里面的世界。
Then you can understand the inner world.
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹。
So very clear here.
保罗说有外面的人，有里面的人。
And Paul refers to outer man and inner man.
那做基督徒呢，是里面的人的故事。
You know, as Christians, it is all to do with the inner man.
圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
It is spirit together with our spirit testify that we are God's children.
感谢主。现在呢，我们就可以回到约翰福音第一章。
Now we can come back to John 1.
约翰福音第一章，我们主最早遇见他的门徒。
You know, in John 1, when the Lord first met the disciples,
圣经说约旦河外的伯大。
The Bible refers to the other side of the River Jordan.
Jordan is beyond the
beyond River Jordan.
Beyond, yeah. 所以，既然是约旦河外的伯大尼
where it's beyond River Jordan,
你就知道有两个伯大尼
Then obviously there are two Bethany.
我看一下约翰福音第一章
Let's read John 1.
约翰福音第一章
Chapter 1 of John.
27节
Verse 27.
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。这是在约旦河外伯大尼，约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
He is the one who comes after me, the thorns of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan.
很多人读圣经读错了。
You know, many people read it wrong.
他们以为这是主耶稣受浸的地方。
People think this is where Jesus was baptized.
不，这是约翰做见证的地方。
This is where John was testifying.
在几个礼拜以前
，few weeks before，
我们主的确在耶利哥附近受浸，从约旦河里上来。
The Lord was indeed baptized near Jericho along River Jordan.
但那个地方不是约旦河外的伯大尼。
But that wasn't the Bethany on the other side of the Jordan.
圣经里面有两个伯利恒。
There were two Bethlehem in the Bible.
一个在耶路撒冷。
One is close to Jerusalem.
一个在加利利。
One is near Galilee.
圣经里从来没有把很近的两个地方叫同样名字的。
The Bible will never have two very close spaces, same name.
所以圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible told us.
从约旦河外的伯大尼到耶路撒冷伯大尼要走四天的路程。
4 days journey from the Bethany on the other side of the Jordan to the Bethany.
耶利哥到耶路撒冷一天就可以了。
You know, from Jericho to Jerusalem, only one day.
而且约旦河外的伯大尼是靠近加利利的。
And that this Jordan, other side of Jordan, Bethany, is close to Galilee.
等到安德烈与主同住的时候
，You know, when Andrew was living with the Lord.
第二天找他的哥哥。
Second day, he was looking for the brother.
哥哥就来到主的面前。
And the brother came to Jesus.
所以这一定是靠近加利利海的加利利附近的伯大尼。
Obviously, it was referring to the Bethany near Galilee.
所以半天就可以了。
So half a day.
否则的话
，otherwise，
如果他们是在耶路撒冷附近约旦河外耶利哥附近所谓的伯大尼的话
，but indeed if they were in the Bethany on the other side of the Jordan near Jericho，
来回要六天才可以。
It would take them 6 days.
所以读圣经要读清楚。
So if you read the Bible, you read carefully.
现在非常的，大家慢慢读圣经就清楚了。
Now it's very clear here.
原来这里约旦河外的伯大尼
，Bethany on the other side of the Jordan，
应该就是以利亚神怎么样供，就是以利亚不是在基利西的时候，神怎么样乌鸦来供养他的地方。
It should be where when Elijah was fed by God sent a
servant. 所以从那里到耶路撒冷的附近的伯大尼刚好是四天的路程。
So exactly 4 days journey from Bethany on the other side of Jordan.
所以很清楚的。
It's very clear here.
约翰福音第一章是从约旦河外伯大尼开始的。
So the first chapter of John started from Bethany on the other side of Jordan.
到了第十章。
And then as we come to chapter 10,
有一个很大的循环。
A big cycle.
那就是四十节。
Verse
第十章四十节。
Verse chapter 10, verse 40.
耶稣又往约旦河外去。
Then Jesus went back across the Jordan.
到了约翰起初施洗的地方就住在那里。
To the place where John had been baptizing in the early days.
所以第一章到第十章。
So chapter 1 to 10.
从约旦河外的伯大尼开始，从约旦河外的伯大尼结束。
It begins in Bethany, other side of Jordan. Now it ends in the same Jordan.
然后读第十一章读下去。
And you continue chapter 11.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路。
Now a man named Lazarus was sick.
住在伯大尼就是玛利亚和姐姐马大的村庄。
He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
第十章刚讲伯大尼。
And chapter 11:10 was talking about Bethany.
那个是约旦河外的伯大尼。
There was the Bethany beyond River Jordan.
但是现在呢是橄榄山附近的伯大尼。
But now this Bethany is the Bethany near Mount Olive.
然后第十一章第十二章。
And then chapter 12.
是圣经很清楚告诉我们，这个伯大尼属灵的意思在哪里。
The Bible told us very clearly the spiritual meaning of Bethany.
如果你没有读约翰福音的话
，If you have never read John,
你不知道伯大尼什么意思。
You won't understand the meaning of Bethany.
如果从伯大尼到伯大尼的话
，If it is from Bethany to Bethany,
很明显的，圣灵用两章的圣经给我们看见什么叫做耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼。
The Bible can clearly explain what is the meaning of Bethany near Jerusalem.
所以第十一章给我们看见复活的拉撒路。
So chapter 11, we can see the risen Lazarus.
十二章给我们看见伺候的马大。
Chapter 12, we can see the serving Martha.
还有给我们看见说打破玉瓶的玛利亚。
And the Mary who broke the jar, alabaster jar of perfume.
如果没有约翰福音的话
，If we don't have John,
我们不知道怎么形容伯大尼。
How do we describe Bethany?
但这里很清楚。
He is very clear.
什么叫伯大尼呢
？What's the meaning of Bethany?
伯大尼的是拉撒路的见证。
Is the testimony of Lazarus.
加上玛利亚的奉献
plus the offering of Mary,
还有马大的侍奉
and the service of Martha.
这最后神所要的
and then at the end, what
最后做主的门徒最后的目的给我们看见的是伯大尼
so we can see the purpose of discipleship.
然后就是第十三章
and then it starts chapter 13.
然后给我们看那个到底的爱
so we can see the love to the very end.
所以请大家记得
so please remember,
如果要做主门徒的话
if you want to God's disciple,
是从约旦河外的伯大尼开始
we begin at the Bethany beyond River Jordan.
然后到橄榄山的伯大尼结束
and it ends in the Bethany near Mount Olive.
所以如果要讲到里面成长的轨迹的话
if we are to study the inner path, inner way of God,
那就是第十一章一章到第十二章的故事
this is the story of 11 and 12 of John.
你不知不觉能找到那个生命成长的轨迹
you can find the path of spiritual growth.
但是不要忘记
but don't forget,
他爱我们是爱到底的爱
When Jesus loves us, He loves us to the very end.
所有这些功课都是里面的功课。
All these lessons are inward stories.
所有的功课都是属灵的功课。
All these are spiritual lessons.
所以你看见成长的轨迹。
You can see the path of spiritual growth.
所以这就是整本的约翰福音。
This is the whole book of John.
所以从约翰福音十三章开始。
And starting from John 13,
我们的主就把他心意告诉我们。
The Lord gives us the clue.
他怎样爱我们，是以到底的爱来爱我们。
How He loves us to the very end.
我们怎么叫到底的爱？
What do you mean by the love to the very end?
他不是为我们钉十字架。
Not only He died for us.
为我们钉十字架是爱没有错。
Yes, of course, it was His love that
caused Him. 他也为我们复活。
To die for us, He also raised for us.
升到天上。
Ascended into heaven.
报会师来了。
And then the counselor came.
结果圣灵就住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit abides in us.
从此以后。
From that time,
我们主永远不再分开。
We will never depart from the Lord.
主在地上怎样做我们的主人。
How, when the Lord was on earth, was our master.
主在圣灵里面照样做我们的主人。
But the same thing. He will continue to be our master in the spirit.
门徒们在地上怎么跟随主。
How the disciples follow the Lord on earth?
马太五章六章七章怎么样支配他们的一生
？How Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7 sustain their life?
今天也是这样。
Today is the same.
但是不要忘记
，But it is
圣灵要把所有外面的东西解释成里面。
It's the Holy Spirit explaining all the external truth.
所有客观的都变成主观的。
All objective to become subjective.
慢慢的。
Gradually,
就好像你身体强壮以后
like your body growing,
你长大以后
strong,
你说这个世界是实在的
then you can see this world is so
如果你灵越过越刚强
if your spirit is stronger and stronger,
就好像身体越过越刚强一样
if you like your physical body growing bigger and bigger,
你能爱主所爱的
you can love what the Lord
能拣选主所拣选的
you will choose what the Lord will choose,
在那个情形底下
at that moment,
你能感觉到属灵的世界是非常非常实在的
you can see that spiritual realm is so real,
等到基督徒要离开这个世界的时候
When the Lord departed on earth,
慢慢的，他能告诉下一代的人。
then you will be able to tell the next generation.
这个世界上水他是喝过。
Yet I've drunk the water.
这个世界是什么样的世界？他都经历了。
I've experienced the world externally.
但有一个世界。
But there's one world.
是年轻人几乎不注意的。
Young people never pay attention.
但是是需要一生来经历他的。
It needs a whole life to understand.
所以虽然今天我们还没有到那里。
Even though we haven't come to that stage,
虽然主还没有回来
even the Lord hasn't come back yet,
但是在我们灵的深处
in the deep part of our spirit,
我们已经认识他
we already know him,
我们已经经历他
we have to experience it,
所以但愿我们许多在座
May all of us here,
能做一个见证像老约翰的见证
We can all testify like old John,
我们认识他
we have known him,
我们亲眼看见过他
we have seen him with our eyes,
但自从主升天以后
I ever seen the Lord as
you 你看见吗？所有外面的都要变成里面的感觉。
All external things will become internal.
感谢。
We thank God.
因着这个缘故。
And because of this.
老约翰。
Old John.
天天要背起十字架来跟从。
Every day he will take up his cross to follow the Lord.
天天要经过变化。
Every day he needs to be transformed.
天天荣上加荣。
Every day glory under glory.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰彼得他的兄弟老早就归主寻道了。
His brother James was already martyred long time ago.
一个是十二个门徒里面活得最短的。
One was the shortest life among the twelve.
一个是主的活十二个门徒里面活得最长的。
The other was the longest living.
主知道他活得最长。
The Lord knew he would live to the longest.
他背的十字架也最多。
Indeed, the cross he would be bearing would be the longest.
如果像保罗那个时候就到荣耀里去，他很多事情就不需要看见。
If it was like Paul, already taken in the glory a long time ago, he wouldn't be able to see many.
保罗为主寻道的时候
，You know when Paul was martyred.
大概是教会成熟的时候。
It's the time when church was ripe.
但老约翰要到主那里去的时候。
But when John was taken to the Lord.
他看见教会荒凉的时候。
He saw the desolation of the church.
他看见教会老化的时候。
He saw the aging of the church.
这是情何以堪，弟兄姊妹。
How can you imagine?
一个爱主的人。
A man who loves the Lord.
一个侍奉主的人。
Want to serve God.
他最好看见教会荣耀的最荣耀的时候被主接去。
Of course, he wants to see the church in the glorious stage to be taken.
但是感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
主特别给保比老特别给约翰有这个指示。
But God has given special ministry to John.
因为主呼召他的时候。
Because when the Lord called John,
他正在补网。
He was mending the net.
所以明白吗？
You understand?
彼得是撒网的人。
Peter was casting the net.
现在的福音网慢慢破了。
But yes, the net is broken now.
很多人在外面做基督徒。
People are doing Christians outward.
很多人把基督教就变作犹太教其中的一支。
People are taking Christianity as one set of Judaism.
所以你读教会历史，你才会明白。
And if you study the church history, you
understand. 好像基督教是在犹太教的保护伞底下。
It's like Christianity is under the protection of Judaism.
因为犹太教是罗马皇帝的好朋友。
The Judaism is the best friend of the Roman Empire.
他们不拜偶像，他们不会受逼迫。
If they didn't worship idols, they wouldn't be persecuted.
你只要把好酒装在旧皮带里面，你看你永远在保护伞底下，永远不会受逼迫。
If you put the good wine into the old wine skins, you will never be persecuted. It won't new wine.
那如果你把新酒装在新皮带里
，But if you put new wine in the new wine,
如果你看教会是基督的身体
，If you see the church is the body of Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
结果你就看见说。
Then you will see.
逼迫很快就来到。
Persecution comes quickly.
很清楚的，
Very
因为你失去了那个保护伞。
Because you have lost the protection.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
个人是怎么成长
？How individual grow?
你看见团体也怎么成长
？Corporately we grow at the same time.
所以感谢主。
We thank God.
当我们读约翰福音的时候
，As we read John,
你读到前面十二章
，The first 12 chapters,
你就找到那个生命成长的轨迹。
You can see the path of inner growth.
还有意思的。
Very、
这里面好像有两幅的图画
，like two pictures before.
但如果你光看两幅的图画
，but if you only see these two pictures，
你说我道理都懂了
，I understand，
但是不行，我们主一定要上十字架才可以。
But it's not enough. The Lord must.
如果主不上十字架的话，这都是道理。
If Lord didn't go to the cross, these are all just
上十字架
external doctrine.
上十字架
on the cross，
他也为我们从死里复活。
Must died and raised.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
然后前面这里所告诉我们
，then what before us。
就是完全清楚
，very clear，
弟兄姊妹，如果我们光讲背十字架
，if we only talk about picking up，
迟早有一天你觉得我们背不动的
，one day you will find you cannot bear，
真正背十字架的人
One who truly bears the cross.
你背十字架的时候，十字架就背负你。
The moment you bear the cross, it is indeed the cross bearing you.
如果我们真是里面的，认识里面的故事。
If you truly understand the story inside,
你就发现一件事。
You discover one thing.
这个十字架两个臂，好像母亲的两个翅膀一样。
The two arms of the cross are like the wings of the chicken bearing the
cross. 所以弟兄姊妹。如果我们真的经历复活的大能
，If we truly experience the life of
我们就能效法他的死
，Then we can imitate his death。
所以现在我们要问
，Now let's ask a question：
到底十字架的路是不是苦修的路呢
？Whether the way of the cross it is a painful way of suffering，
是不是我们要做多少，然后最后我们才能达到呢
？Is it how much we need to do before we can gain the faith？
感谢。你如果仔细读约翰福音的话
If you read John Keeley,
主老早就把那个轨迹给我们看
The Lord has already told us the path
全本圣经
The whole Bible
有两卷圣经讲的起初的
Two books talk about the beginning
那创世纪起初神创造天
Genesis in the beginning God created the heaven
约翰福音太初有道道与神同在
John in the beginning was the word and the word was with God
约翰的起初比创世起初还要起初
The beginning in the book of John is even further in the beginning
当你读创世纪的时候
Genesis, If you read Genesis
起初有七天不是吗
Remember seven days in the beginning
当你读约翰福音第一章第二章的时候
Starting from John chapter 1 verse 1
你也看见七天
That's beginning. Also seven.
创世七天是旧造的七天。
The seven days in Genesis was the old creation.
约翰福音的七天是新造的七天。
But the seven days in John 1 is new creation.
所以等到第一章一直到第二章。
So chapter 1 and chapter 2.
你读完了这七天以后。
When you read and finish the first seven days.
从第二章下半段开始。
Starting from the middle half of chapter 2.
一直到第十二章。
Up to chapter 12,
就把这七天的故事再重新复习一遍。
The seven days was repeated again before.
就是两个图画，两张图画。
So two pictures before.
就给我们看见基督徒是怎么成长。
We can see how Christian would grow.
而且这里讲的成长不只是个人。
And this growth is not just individual.
也讲的团体。
It talks about corporate.
也讲的教会怎么成长。
Also talks about the church growth.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But we thank the Lord for this.
老约翰实在是不忘。
Truly John was mending the net.
当教会荒凉的时候。
When the church was separated,
当人今天不知道什么叫做灵魂的救恩的时候
，people don't understand anymore about the salvation of the soul.
当人今天觉得背十字架好像很痛苦的一件事
，people always think bearing the cross is such a suffering and pain.
感谢主
，we thank God.
主给我们一条路
，the Lord has given us the way.
那条路是里面的路
，that way is inner way.
感谢主
，thank the Lord.
所以现在我们明白
，now we understand.
是从伯大尼到伯大尼
，Bethany to Bethany.
那为什么是伯大尼呢？
Why is it Bethany?
因为伯大尼是无花果之家的。
Because Bethany, the meaning is the house of figs.
不是无花果树之家。
It's not the fig tree.
以色列是无花果树。
You know, Israel was represented by fig tree.
但是教会是无花果。
But church was figs.
那么现在我们要问。
Now let's ask.
如果你要讲成长轨迹的话。
If you want to study the path of growth.
第一，你告诉我怎么开花。
Let me ask you how.
第二
，a plant will flower.
你告诉我怎么结果。
And secondly, how it fruits.
从开花到结果，就知道成长的轨迹。
From a flowering to bearing fruit, then you can see.
但是问题在这里。
The problem is.
无花果好像没有花的，对不对
？It seems the fig meaning no flower.
所以中文叫做无花果，就是没有花的。
Chinese is no flower fig.
其实不是没有花。
Indeed, it's not without flower.
无花果树的花是在里面开花的。
But fig, the flower is inside.
所以要记得，从开花到结果，你看见说。没这个无花果没有一样漏掉的。
From flowering to fruiting, nothing missed.
我从起头到尾
，from the beginning,
整个成长的轨迹
，the whole path of growth
是从那个无花果洞里面钻进去的昆虫看得最清楚。
You know, it's the insect that burrow inside the fruit can see clearly.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
我们成长的轨迹
，our path of growth
只有圣灵看得见。
Only the Holy Spirit can see.
只有主能够欣赏。
Only the Lord will appreciate.
但是不管怎么样
，But no matter what,
你看见约翰福音
，When you see John,
当约翰写约翰福音的时候
，When Apostle John wrote this book,
他不知不觉的就把那轨迹给了我们看见。
Clearly, he told us the path of.
所以如果主愿意的话
，If the Lord willing,
明天晚上
，Tomorrow night,
后天早晨
Sunday morning,
还有大后天晚上
，And also Monday night,
我们就要用这次。总共这几天的时间
，We'll use few evenings.
我们大概很简单的看一下
very briefly, we will try to understand. 到底基督徒成长的轨迹是怎么从伯大尼到怎么伯大尼 ？How the growth of Christians would start and end in Bethany?
那个成长的路是里面的路。
That path is in the path.
所以弟兄姊妹，一开始主就没有误导我们。
The Lord has never misled us.
做主的门徒吗？
You want to be disciples?
起点是伯大尼。
Beginning in Bethany.
终点是伯大尼。
Ending point also Bethany.
所以做主的门徒从伯大尼到伯大尼。
It is from Bethany to Bethany.
从里面到里面。
From inner life into inner life.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Understand?
当我们主在地上的时候，是这样带领他的门徒的。
When the Lord was on earth, He led the disciples.
有一个原因。
One reason.
因为他的爱是到底的爱。
Because His love will be to the very end.
所以最后主升天以后，
so after the Lord ascended,
所有外面都转向里面，
all external things will turn into inner.
所有客观的都变成主观的，
all objective becoming subjective.
这个爱才是永远的爱，
then this love is the
这个爱才是到底的爱，
this is the end.
所以感谢主。
请
你祷告，你不需要到哭墙去祷告。
You know, today you want to pray, you don't need to go to the wailing wall.
你在任何地方都可以祷告。
You can pray at any time.
任何地方都可以跟随主。
You can follow the Lord at any time.
因为圣灵已经住在我们。
Because the Holy Spirit is already in you.
主在我里面。
The Lord in you.
主说我就在你里面。
The Lord says, I am in you.
我没有撇下你为孤儿。
I have not left you as orphan.
你们不过不多时候，你们不见我。
Not any in a few moments, you will not be able to see me.
没有多久，你们又看见我。
But you will see me again in a short period.
所以感谢主。
You thank the Lord.
这叫什么呢
？What is this?
这叫到底的爱。
This is the love to the very end.
所以但愿主把那个成长的轨迹
，May the Lord reveal to us the path.
赏给我们。
They will give us.
所以这就是我们这几次聚会大概交通的内容。
This will be the main theme of our section.
所以今天晚上呢，只是开一个头。
Tonight is an introduction.
但愿我们知道说圣灵怎么一步一步的往前引导我们。
May we understand how the Holy Spirit will lead us onward, step by step.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我把这些话再交在你的手里。
Our dear Lord, we commit these words to your hands.
虽然聚会散去，求你的话不过去。
Even though the meeting will finish, will end, but your word will abide.
但永远的爱紧紧的抓住我。
May your eternal love grasp us firmly.
这一回你一定不要放我们。
Lord, you will not let us go this time.
这一回你一定要做你荣耀的工作。
Lord, this time you will work your glorious work.
因为你回来日子实在是近。
Because your time of return is so close.
不是你来，就是我们到你那里去。
Whether you will be coming or we returning to you.
这是最紧迫的时候。
This is a real sore time.
但我们不再做昏睡的人。
May the Lord, we do not sleep anymore.
但我们能够听见圣灵的声音。
May we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
让我们起来跟随你。
Let us rise and follow you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你给我们指明一条道路。
You have given us the path.
因为你没有撇下我们为孤儿。
Because you haven't deserted us as orphans.
我们把荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give you the glory.
这样祷告感谢是靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
We pray and thank in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we thank the Lord for His blessing.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主给我们的恩典。
And bring our brother Christian and Christian Chen and wife Olive to be among us.
带领陈弟兄和他的师母到我们当中。
And Brother Chen will be continue to, as he says, that he will be sharing tomorrow at at Auburn.
明天晚上的聚会呢，就在 Auburn 举行。
And please note that the time is 7:30 start.
时间七点半开始。
And follow on Sunday, 11:15, we have our meeting here.
星期天呢，十一点十五分开始聚会。
And also, a very special time for in the afternoon.
还有在下午呢。
Please take note of that. In the afternoon, there is a sisters' meeting.
请注意，在下午我们有姊妹的聚会。
That is 1:30 to 3.
时间一点半到三点钟。
And this is that how can there will be a sharing by sisters Olive and also Brother Chen.
陈师母为我们讲见证，还有陈弟兄劝勉。
And the topic will be how can the family be conformed to Christ.
题目呢，就是家庭怎样配得上主。
Okay, please take note of that. And also, the last session will be on Monday.
最后 一堂就在星期一，在 Roseville 这里。
And same time, 8 p.m.
期间还是八点钟到九点半。
Please take note of that. And our brother also kindly that on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
下一个星期二。
And that is on the 14th of April.
就是四月的十四号。
And he will be sharing with us a very special session that he spoke to us.
有一个特别的题目。
And this is on the this additional meeting is on the. The four will be on the topic about the blood, the moon blood.
就是世人的血月与圣经的预言。
And for those who remember that we had Brother Chance share 1 year ago on this topic.
大家刚刚记得去年陈弟兄已经开始跟我们分享这个题目。
And he will be sharing that very special topic with us again. And how is that? Conform to the prophecies.
下一个星期二还继续分享这个题目。
So we all invite you all to join us.
我们邀请大家预留时间参加聚会。
And have a quiet prayer, and our meeting ends here. Good night.
我们默祷以后散会。
And may God bless you.
谢谢。